44.
Samuel.
Care costs out of control, but the reform efforts are brutal, and we can't go there with what they're voting on in these bills on the Hill. Illegal immigration has been put on a top shelf, and oh yeah, we have this war in Afghanistan, but ladies and gentlemen, the war with the White House is over Fox News and their coverage being too biased or anti-Obama is what they're trying to say. Who cares? Since when do politicians care specifically about a network, especially when you're the man who is supposed to be the leader of the free world? Why wouldn't he shut his minions up? I just don't understand it. It makes no sense to me whatsoever. So part of the Sunday swirl included David Axelrod, one of the chief advisors, certainly, for the president, the main man in the White House, I like to call him, and also Rahm Emanuel, also part of that crucial White House Obama administration. They were doing their thing on ABC and CNN. Axelrod and Emanuel, both of them say that other news organizations shouldn't follow Fox's lead in their coverage. Are you kidding me? Now you have White House tools telling networks that they shouldn't follow what another network is doing. Why would they even pay attention? So here's what Axelrod had to say first.
You know, I'm not concerned. Mr. Murdoch has a talent for making money, and I understand that their programming is geared toward making money. The only argument Anita was making is that they're not really a news station. If you watch, even it's not just their commentators, but a lot of their news programming, it's really not news. It's pushing a point of view. And the bigger thing is that other news organizations like yours ought not to treat them that way, and we're not going to treat them that way. We're going to appear on their shows. We're going to participate, but understanding that they represent a point of view.
Okay, David Axelrod, thanks very much.
All right, so that's Axelrod talking about Anita Dunn. It was Anita Dunn who opened up this whole can of worms by, you know, slashing out at Fox. And like I said, it's who cares? I don't understand why you would even do that. So Fox, of course, issued a statement saying that, hey, we're surprised the White House continues to declare war on a news organization instead of focusing on critical issues that Americans are concerned about, like, hello, jobs, so many people out of work, health care, and two wars. So, hey, let's kick open the door. It remains open. We're welcome to a discussion about the facts behind the issues. So here is, and of course, Axelrod was on ABC. Here is Rahm Emanuel. He was on CNN, and this was his take.
No, it's not so much a conflict with Fox News, but unlike, I suppose, the way to look at it and the way the president looks at it and we look at it is, it's not a news organization so much as it has a perspective, and that's a different take. And more importantly, is not have the CNNs and the others in the world basically be led in following Fox as if that what they're trying to do is a legitimate news organization in the sense of both sides and a sense of a value opinion. But let me say this: while it's clear what the White House said and what Anita said, I mean, the concentration of the White House isn't about what Fox is doing. Its concentration is about what does it take to make sure the economy is moving, creating jobs, helping the economy grow, making sure that we responsibly withdraw from Iraq, making sure what the decisions we make on Afghanistan, we ask the questions before we go head first into putting 40,000 more troops on the line and America's reputation, its most treasured resources, its young men and women, and its resources. That's what's occupying the decisions and the time in the White House.
Well, you would hope that would be what's occupying it, but it doesn't seem like it. It's even Rahm Emanuel and what he said there. Well, it's similar to Axelrod. We don't want to see other news organizations, and they always quote CNN, like the CNNs. They must love CNN. CNN. We don't want to see other news organizations follow Fox. So again, what is it they're trying to say? They're trying to tell these other people in the news their business. Don't do what Fox is doing. Again, we live in a free society, so whatever news organization wants to do, whatever they want to do and whatever they want to call it, they can call it that. It's about ratings and it's about money, and that's what these news organizations care about. So don't kid yourself, whether it's Katie Kirk in the Evening News or Brian Williams at NBC or whoever it is, from those programs down to the full-fledged cable networks where they're pumping it out 24 hours. CNN cares about ratings. Fox cares about ratings. MSNBC cares about ratings. That's why they switch their shows so much. You never know who you're going to get on MSNBC because they're trying to compete with the other cable guys, and they don't want to lose a million viewers here and there because they want to be able to sell more to advertisers in an age where that's really shrinking. So much is going to the internet, and so much of how people consume their news is more on that little thing that you carry around in your pocket called the iPhone. It's not necessarily tuning in to the tube, especially for a lot of younger people. The future is not where that's out. There will always be some, I think, traditional media, but not quite as big as it used to be. And I just think it's ironic, again, and that's why it's the Cry Me a River moment here right from the get-go on America Tonight. Why would you waste so much time on debating Fox versus other stations and, geez, don't follow them? And, you know, they're not really a news organization. They can call themselves whatever they want to call themselves. And if I'm Rupert Murdoch, frankly, I just care that I'm getting the airtime. Hey, you're pointing us out. This is not hurting us. Since we get the highest rating, somebody's watching us, and you just continue to build for us the loyalty in our brand among the people who already are tuned in. That just makes the people want more of Fox, in my opinion. So the White House, are they trying to control the media? Let's hope we never, ever come to a point where we have a state-run media. You want to talk about propaganda, and that's what you get in places like Cuba and Venezuela and China and North Korea. Oof. And, of course, we know the kind of government you get there as well. So bottom line is we don't want the Anita Dunns to keep pressing this issue, and I don't understand how the White House communications director has the time, frankly, to do that. And then she admits out of Tel Aviv that rarely did they communicate anything through the press that they didn't absolutely control, boasting that we control the news media, really, that everything that they put out there was purposely crafted. Let's, again, hope that it doesn't come to that. That's why the attacking, I think, of Fox News, the lack of trying to control some of the stuff that is being pushed out there. I mean, is there a media that is slanted one way or the other for the administration? Well, look who gets the interviews. What do you think, America? 800-259-5791.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. problem. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get 3 bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Later this hour, we're going to do odds and ends, fill you in on some things that are happening around the United States, and also hit the mailbag. Plus, did anybody nail the score on Thursday? What happened in the NFL? I am just stunned at this White House and their continued pummeling of Fox. Not because I'm just the greatest defender of Fox News, but I think it's ridiculous. I would be giddy. I would be giddy if I worked for Fox and I was one of the, you know, somebody up in their upper levels like Roger Ailes or whatever, because he has to love this. The attention is just crazy. And then you have this, out of her mind, Anita Dunn, who is the White House communications director, who really flat out opened this can of worms even wider with Fox, saying that, you know, they refer to the president, so obviously he doesn't like Fox News, talking about we hope the president and we feel, the rest of us, that we hope that the other news organizations aren't giving any credibility, so to speak, to Fox by following what they do, because that's not really news reporting. I mean, give me a break there with that. So anyway, she was the one who slammed Fox News last week and called them an arm of the Republican Party and opinion journalism. This was her quote. I remember this. Opinion journalism masquerading as news. Because, geez, CNN doesn't do that, or MSNBC doesn't do that, or CNBC doesn't do that, or anybody else. They never give their opinions on what the news stories are, do they? Please. They give the opinion that the White House wants a lot of the time, and that's probably why. And then this past, I guess, Friday, she was speaking to some high school students. She wasn't speaking to some high school students this past Friday, but she was speaking to some high school students last June, and she talked about her two favorite political philosophers. And, of course, one of them was Mao. And we know that Mao, for his policies, certainly is blamed for the deaths of tens of millions of people. So she's not winning over favor with a lot of Americans who heard that. But on the Fox point, just to me, just stupid. If you're listening to me and you don't even like Fox, do you not think that that's crazy? Since when do politicians, or presidents especially, care so much about how the coverage is slanted, whether it's in their favor or not? Tom is listening to us in Missouri. Hey, welcome to ATN. Hello.
How are you doing tonight?
Great. What do you think, Tom?
Well, I kind of think that it's ridiculous, and it kind of shows that, obviously, if they're making such a big deal about Fox News and what they're saying, that it kind of seems to me that they're scared of what, you know, is being said, and they're trying to shut someone up. So I think Fox News just needs to roll with it and take it and look at it like it's free publicity.
I think so too, and I think that's what they're doing. Because you know how it is, Tom. It's like rubbernecking. Ooh, don't look over there. You don't want to see that. You don't want to know that. All of a sudden, guess where you and I are looking when we're passengers in the car, sadly.
Exactly.
I mean, it's ghoulish, but, you know, somebody tells us that. We're drawn to it. It's you know, it's like moss to a flame. And that's what the White House, to me, is doing. Like, well, what's Fox doing that I might be listening to? Maybe I need to tune into Fox, because they're so, I think that's what it is. They don't want them saying the things they're saying, because then they get an avalanche of complaint letters, etc., on whatever it is, the CIA and the photographs or whatever, because people become more aware, and then talk radio backs up a lot of that, and also this administration not a fan of talk radio either.
Right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
But I had a question on another note, and I was wondering if maybe you could help me out. I'm 22 years old, and I'm a conservative, not a Republican, but I'm a conservative.
Right.
I know that kind of sounds weird, but I've been talking to people. I know a lot of friends and family who are, you know, are in the small business ownership or part of small businesses in the area that I live here around St. Louis. And I was talking to somebody, and they made a point, which, you know, I know that, you know, no matter who it is, whether it's Republican or Democrats, almost, you know, majority of all politicians are snakes. To me, I think none of them really tell the truth. They're, you know, you can't believe hardly anything anybody says, whether it's the right or the left.
Mm-hmm.
But someone made a point, and they said that, what was it, the health care, that, and I heard Rush and Andy and everybody talking about it, that small businesses were going to be taxed so heavy with this new health care coming out. But they said that wouldn't they be able to drop their health coverage on their employees that they have,
mm-hmm,
if everyone's getting free health care? So wouldn't that cost, like, the money that they're already spending go away since everyone's getting free health care? Because I hear everybody talking about, all the conservative talk radio
what
guys
happens?
Talking about how much extra money they're going to be paying out. But that's the extra money they're going to be paying out plus the money that they're paying for, you know, for this, you know, the health care that they already have. But wouldn't they be able to drop the health care that they're paying for now?
You're saying if there was a public option. You're saying,
right,
if there was a public option, could they drop it?
Right. I'm not,
mm-hmm,
saying it's right at all, and
mm-hmm,
I don't agree with it.
Mm-hmm.
But the point was brought up to me, and I was just wondering if that, you know, what is the answer to that?
That's a good question, Tom, and thanks for the call. Listen to what I tell you about the public option. The problem is, well, first of all, supposedly now, because what a bogus name. That was a mistake, number one, to say public option. It doesn't sound good, does it? We'll give you the public option. The problem is with the doctors, et cetera, and the payback, the public option isn't going to cost what they say it's going to cost. It's going to cost trillions more because there's no way you could administer this and lay this plan out, get rid of what we currently have. And what you're saying is, well, if I work for a small company and I like my coverage and they're covering me and I'm paying my part in it, then wouldn't they still be okay because I could just go on the public option, or they would tell us all to go on the public option and they would save money? Well, the first thing is there is no public option right now, although I think they'll try to possibly link it to something and sneak it in there. But then the answer to that is that there's a backdoor way to still get those companies with taxes and fines depending on the people, because now there is going to be at least an individual mandate. So the public option that we're talking about subpar health care. Like, I've explained this before, but I know this from personal example. In England, everybody says, oh, well, what about England? You can go have a baby and it's free and you don't have to pay $10,000 or whatever the amount of money is that you're going to end up spending. Or what about Canada? But the problem is, what people don't realize, you have souped up health care. So if you're wealthier and you have that extra health care coverage, you get the bed, you get the operation, most likely. You certainly get first dibs on it. If you don't, then what happens is, like, let's say I have something wrong with my knee or whatever, I don't get the best option of getting that knee fixed because it's not necessary. It's not a necessary operation. I need it, but I'm way back in the pack because they don't have a bed for me because you've got this public option that we're all supposedly on. But really, people have the extra coverage to get there first. They have the Cadillac of coverage also along with the public option. And so what would happen with small businesses, if they enforced it, it would be a choice situation. They could still offer their health care coverage, but if they said, okay, well, there's this public option, so you just all have to go on the public option, then you run the risk, of course, again, with employees, with the problems they run into, and also the possibility of you being taxed depending on the employee should they go that route. I hope that makes sense. Right now, the way it stands, if there wasn't a public option, only Tom, you and I would be penalized for not having health care coverage. I mean, you fall into that group where you're 22, and, I mean, let's get some, you know, our girlfriends. We got a young girlfriend, and we got our buddies, and we're roaming around. We're having a good time. I'm healthy. I'm jogging. I feel good. I feel invincible. I don't really need health care. I can't afford it. And then what happens is ultimately you're going to pay, whether it's a family that has paid $1,500 or you would pay $800 or whatever it ends up being, you're going to have to pay extra taxes on that. So it would be, this current plan could be detrimental even more, I think, to a lot of individuals. Right now, the businesses could be okay, but I still think they'll sneak it in. 800-259-5791, stay with us.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. but with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Toxins are in our foods, and chemicals are in our air. Chemicals are in our water supply. We purify our air and we purify our water, and yet we forget to purify our bodies. Funny, our bodies continue to absorb these deadly toxins and chemicals every day. Isn't it time to make a change? Maybe a life change? Get rid of toxins and chemicals. GetTheTea.com. Log on to GetTheTea.com and order your protection today. Our testimonies tell the truth. GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals, lose some weight, and get free from unhealthy living. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
A place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
Ooh-hoo.
I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking.
Ooh-hoo.
And the big black horse said, look this way. He said, hey, that day will you marry me?
Ooh-hoo.
All right, we veered off on the public option conversation with Tom in Missouri. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America tonight. But initially, we were talking about the White House and the White House boasting of control of the news media. That's at least what the White House Communications Director Anita Dunn was disclosing to the Dominican government when she was doing this videotaped conference. So that's interesting. This on the heels of talking about Fox News a week ago, as I mentioned, and telling the criticism of Fox News is that it's an arm of the Republican Party and opinion journalism masquerading as news was her exact quote. And now you have the White House, I call them the guards that are out there, the top advisors to Obama on the Sunday shows talking about the Fox News and that they hope other networks basically don't follow suit. Which, wow, that's dangerous territory, because who cares? We have a free press. If you don't like it, you don't have to tune into it or listen to it. If you're a president and you've got all these problems with unemployment, what's going to happen with Iran, what's happening with the two wars, et cetera, the focus definitely for 1 second should not be on any news organization. It makes absolutely no sense to me whatsoever. All right, let's take a few more calls. We also have some emails on this, too, by the way. Quickly, let's skip out to Don in Kentucky. Don, thanks for hanging through. Hello.
Good morning, Kate.
I love it when you do that. Hello, hello, hello.
hello to you as well. Obama, I got three quick topics for you. Obama and his obsession with Fox seems very reminiscent of one of his favorite South American dictators. Hugo Chavez also would like to control the media and not have criticism. He does do that.
Mm-hmm.
Is Obama trying to do that?
Well, we know in Venezuela that Chavez controls the media. Let's hope that doesn't happen with Obama, because at least he didn't go for the fairness doctrine, which would have killed talk radio. But, I don't understand the focus on this. Even if behind closed doors he's having a beer with the rest of the White House people and they're trashing Fox News or doing whatever they do, who cares? But why would you make that such a public battle? It makes no sense. It's the typical thing of what we've seen with the administration, that I don't want any criticism. I don't want to be attacked. I don't want anything negative. I just want to be popular. I just want to be the frat guy that's pouring the beer that everybody loves.
Right, and what's really absurd and crazy about it is that some of his liberal friends haven't called him to the carpet on this, because they took great liberty in deciding to absolutely destroy a good president. I don't believe he was great, but a good president in George Walker Bush. They literally ate him up and spit him out every day of the week, and it was like sometimes you had to shake your head and go, what?
And now
they're not standing up saying, wait, Mr. President, we gave it to the other guy, now you're gonna have to take it from the other side whether you like it or not, because of freedom of press, because we want to be able to criticize the next Republican that gets in there and tell everybody he's stupid and doesn't know what he's talking about, even though he's going to be Harvard educated probably.
Right. Yeah, and you're fair game if you run for public office.
Right.
Especially, what president has 100% popularity across the board? None. I mean, it would be great, wouldn't it be great? We're not running a beauty pageant or a popularity contest so that you can have your picture in the yearbook and say voted the most popular guy in the class. It's not about that. It's about getting things done, because change moves. Because remember, this was what he was voted in on, Obama. It's all about change. Ooh, the last administration, they didn't do anything. It was all about their agenda and only their cronies got the benefits. Well, what is Obama doing? The White House is like the south side of Chicago, and all they do is waste time on things like Fox News. And like I said, who are the happiest people in the block? Fox News. Roger Ailes, I'm going out for 5 martini lunches and I'm laughing it up.
Because your advertisers are going, hey, we're getting attention.
Absolutely.
What the other media, the MSNBCs, the CNNs, and the HLNs need to get a hold of their buddies at the White House and say, shut up. Shut up. They're already beating us all in the ratings like a drum. Sometimes Hannity is out there so far out on the right, you go, what are you talking about, Hannity? Because of sometimes outrageous behavior. But they're still killing them in the ratings, because they're not getting they're letting them criticize and openly disdain criticism. The president is openly disdaining criticism, and it's just killing killing his own network that favor him. It's not benefiting them at all in the ratings. My other thing I wanted to get to you with, how about those New Orleans Saints?
How about that? Boy, that was a crazy game. I couldn't believe what I was watching. Crazy game. It was Drew Brees at his best. It was like a coming out party, although he's been excellent. We certainly knew that, but this was a huge game for him.
Absolutely. And the other big thing is, I'm not a big fan of theirs. I was a fan when they had Pete Rose on their team, and now baseball's really wore me out with all their nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to give you credit. Your Philadelphia Phillies are really, looks like they may turn it on and get a chance to play Oh, the other team I really don't care for, the New York Yankees in the World Series.
I know, it's looking that way. I have my fingers crossed. After they blew it the other night, I couldn't believe it. Again, a stupid move to the bullpen. First Pedro, and then it's like, oh, okay, let's go to the bullpen. But they bounced back strong on Sunday night, and thank you for that. All right. Do we have some applause? Thanks, Don. Do we have some applause back there in Minneapolis? Anytime somebody says something good about my Phillies. It's so funny, in the studio that I'm in right now, Don, I've got this World Series postcard that somebody in my family got for me that's got the Phillies World Series Champs 2008. And a funny quick story, my mother ran down to the newspaper guy in Philadelphia and grabbed a Philadelphia Inquirer that said, oh, World Champs, whatever. And the guy said they were selling like hotcakes, couldn't even keep them in. So she had to grab one for my brother, one for me, and I have it getting framed right now. Ryan is listening to us in Missouri. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Kate.
Hey.
I think you're doing a great job here. I just want to give a little perspective here on the media discussion. During the Mr. Clinton's years, I think CNN stood for Clinton's News Network. Because basically,
yeah,
he had those guys wrapped around his little finger. When he said boo, when he said jump, they would say how high and everything. We would only for years get one left side of the story.
Right.
And, you know, now maybe it's the CNN stands for cram communism down your throat news network, or communism needed now news network. I don't know. But this is just one more, I think, flub from this White House, from this current administration, tipping their hand saying, you know, we're for socialism, we're against the free press, we're against anybody who criticizes us or who comes against us. It's kind of like the comedian Bill Maher, his words saying, you know what, they just need to drag people to their agenda. Well, we don't want to be drugged there. We're Americans. We believe in a free press. We deserve, and we are able to discern things for ourselves, and we want to hear both sides of the story. We don't want to hear the biased propaganda.
Yeah,
that's true.
Absolutely. Why not? You tell the story. Absolutely. And, you know, it's funny you bring up Bill Maher, too, because Bill Maher, even on his show, he says the funniest thing. He'll say, why are the Democrats so stupid? Why are they blowing it? Why are my guys blowing? He'll admit that. He'll say, they're blowing it time after time. What? It's ridiculous. And he said that about Obama, that Obama is the guy that wants to be popular. And so why would you even waste time on doing this? And this is the leader of the free world. It doesn't make any sense. I think it's just bad politics, but it's inexperience. That's the thing. Because that thing of inexperience is coming up where, okay, he was a junior senator, but not very long. Remember along the campaign trail, I didn't vote for the war. She did, but I didn't vote for the war. But he never even had a vote in it because he wasn't part of the Senate then. So little things like that, and I think that's what it is. It's the inexperience that bubbles up, and it shows through.
It's like they're saying, all CNN can stand for Chicago needs notice.
Exactly. Bum-bum. You're so right. And, Ryan, there's something to that, you know, because – what happens is you'll have really good, tough journalists that ask the questions, even if they get run around, but they ask the questions, and then you have other people that they just are mesmerized by the office, and they want to get the interview. They want to be in favor with the president or the administration or whoever.
How about whenever CNN tried to throw the election for Al Gore by announcing that Florida had gone for Al Gore?
Yeah, that was
nobody
a little premature.
How about an expose of the news media world and how many professors in the Department of Journalism in universities across America are leftists, are socialist professors? And how many of those professors give extra credit to their students for doing projects that lean towards socialism and communism? How about an investigation of journalists who probably visited the former Soviet Union and were influenced by their offers of free education and a utopian society where nobody's unemployed. You know, I lived in Russia as a humanitarian aid worker and a missionary for 6 years. They told me, the reason we had no unemployment is because if you lost your job, you went to jail.
Oh, absolutely. Boy, we'll talk about it. Next time, Ryan, next time you call in, thanks for the call, we'll talk about Russia a little bit more because I've got some interesting stories as well. Yours are probably better than mine, though. All right, hang with us on the flip side, checking in about Nail the Score and a few other things as well here on ATN.
When you're ready to purify your family's drinking water
and save money,
when you're ready to remove contaminants like chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, pharmaceutical drugs, and even iron and rust from your water
and save money,
when you're ready to enjoy crisp, clean water
and save money,
go to purewaterfreedom.com.
How much will you save at purewaterfreedom.com?
Our competition sells fluoride filters between $150 and $200. Our price, $99. They sell reverse osmosis systems for $600. Our under-sink reverse osmosis system is only $249. PureWaterFreedom.com offers state-of-the-art water filters for every application for home or office, and our whole-house fluoride water filters include a 10-year warranty and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get details today at PureWaterFreedom.com or speak to a water purification specialist by calling 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Now the best filtered water in the world comes at the best price at PureWaterFreedom.com.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Speaking of the media, check this out. The media audit for October, they sent out a newsletter that reported that a study of sports, TV, and radio shows, 61% of American adults regularly follow pro football on radio or the tube. That's up from 57.9% 4 years ago. I could have told you that. We didn't even need a study for it. The numbers for football are incredible. We do Nail the Score. We're going to tell you the results here in just a second. But with the last word on what we're just talking about here on the media and Fox, et cetera, let's go out to Tomas in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
One of the callers earlier was talking about the media. And I think the Obama bots there are missing the target. If they remember correctly, the Monica Lewinsky scandal was not broken by any major network. It was broken by who?
Oh, a gossip rag or somebody. I don't remember who it was.
Mad Drudge.
It was like National Geographic.
Mad
National
Drudge on the internet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was Drudge, but National Enquirer was the one who broke like the what's his name? The Edwards scandal with the baby and all that stuff. So a lot of times it's not mainstream media, to your
That's
point,
right.
I get you.
And, yeah. And a lot of people, you know, are getting more computer savvy. And, you know, they'll just go on the Internet and they'll just do a little investigation themselves. And you just can't. That's why they want to control the Internet, too, you see.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so, yeah, just like you said, free publicity for Fox. I love it, you know. But of course, you know, when you're when you're a communist, you don't really grasp the free enterprise part of the situation. So they don't think that way, you know. They just think that they can shut Fox down by talking about them. But they'll find out. They'll find out. Anyway, I tell you what, that Brett Favre, I was looking at his stats there. You being a former sports pro.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking at his, when he's in the red zone, inside the 20-yard line, his percentage of completion is 88.5%.
And that's incredible.
Nine touchdowns.
Incredible.
And his rating is 125.
Oh,
inside
I know.
The 20.
It's amazing. It's amazing. And late heroics, too. I mean, just, it's unbelievable. It's, you know, I'll tell you what, if you're Brett Favre, you're probably loving life again at, 40 years old, right?
Right. And, you know, this is a contact sport. It's not like baseball or, you know,
mm-hmm.
or golf or something. I mean, you got 350-pound guys sprinting straight at you.
Oh, no kidding. It's crazy, Tomas. That's right. It's all beef. It's the all-beef league. Yeah, absolutely. Tomas, thanks for the call.
Bye-bye.
All right, he makes some good points, like he said, who broke the story. Remember, Monica Lewinsky, too, her big fatal flaw was she couldn't shut up and she told too many people. And then once, you know, that was going to leak out, we won't even go down the Monica Lewinsky path, but it's true. And like I said, the Edwards thing, the National Enquirer, they got laughed at, but they were the ones who broke that story, then broke the follow-up story when people were saying that they were making it up and they were dead on right. All right, so without further ado, Tom Brady, a big week. Drew Brees, a big week. Brett Favre, a big week. What did it look like in the NFL? Our main man, Matt Johnson, put it all together for us.
Snelling out to the right. Snap to it. Matt Pace. Look. Throws. End zone.
Awaiting the shotgun snap from Dan Copen. He's got it. He looks. He fires left. Touchdown! Touchdown to Randy Moss. Six touchdown passes in the game for Brady. Three touchdown receptions for Randy Moss.
First and 10, Raiders on the 14-yard line. They fake the stretch to Fargus. Russell back, throws middle. Caught. Zach Miller, first down, 35. Gets by a man, 40. Midfield, gets a block from Murphy down the sideline, 30. 25, 20. Cuts inside, 10, a block. He's going all the way in the end zone for a touchdown. An incredible catch and run there by Zach Miller. He dives into the black hole after an 86-yard catch and run.
Stephen Hauschka spent training camp and preseason with the Minnesota Vikings last year. Now he'll try to dagger his former team. It's a 44-yard try, a left pass. Snap, good, spot down, right-footed kick is up, and it is no good! No good!
And less than a yard to go from the two. Everybody in tight. Give it off to Mike Bell. Up over and in. Mike Bell airborne. He's in the end zone with a 2-yard touchdown dive. Mike Bell returns to the game as the tailback. Everybody else in tight. Play action. Here's Brees. Going to throw. Shackey. Touchdown. Jeremy Shackey. Vengeance is mine. Good for a 1-yard touchdown strike.
And the Saints only deprived of that score by a single play.
New York 36, 12:49 to play before halftime. Saints up 14-3. Bootleg, Breeze stops, throws deep, looking for Meacham, goes up for the football. He's got it in the end zone for the score. The crew to Drew offense rolling on all cylinders today. That's a 36-yard touchdown strike. Moore split out wide to the right. Play action. Breeze with time. Fits it in. Moore touchdown. Man, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. Welcome back, Lance Moore. That is a 12-yard touchdown strike. And for Drew Breeze, who hadn't thrown one in two games, that's his third of the first half.
All right, what a weekend in the NFL for boring games and a little bit of excitement, certainly in the Minnesota game. That was, again, a huge fourth quarter and Brett Favre coming through, so they're undefeated, the Vikings are. The Saints and the Giants in the Superdome, this was our nail-the-score game. Nobody nailed the score. Although it's funny, we had a lot of people that get some high scores, mostly who sent it to me through americatonight.net. There was Dave in Vermont who thought the Saints would win it 42-35. In the end, the Saints win it 48-27. Drew Brees, you were listening there, the excitement, 23-30, 369 yards, four touchdowns. Eli Manning, not even 200 yards, just a touchdown. The Giants, for Manning, he was 14-31. And what an incredible a game again for the Saints in front of a home crowd. And it was Jeremy Shockey's huge revenge game because he didn't want to leave New York. He didn't want to get dumped by the Giants, but, you know, found a new home with the Saints. The Chiefs, by the way, picked up their first win on the season. They're 1-5. They beat the Redskins 14-6. Boy, the Buccaneers are 0-6. They can't buy a win. The Panthers beat them 28-21. As I said, the Vikings game was great finish. The final score in that one, 33-31. Brett Favre with three touchdowns, almost 300 yards. Joe Flacco, who I think is an incredible young quarterback, he had almost 400 yards on the day, two touchdowns, but it wasn't enough in front of the fans at the Mall of America Field at the HHH Metrodome in Minneapolis. Another tight finish, the Who Cares Rams, 0-6. The Jags knocked them off 23-20. Packers had no problem with the Lions, 26-0. I won't even tell you what my Eagles did. They lost to the Raiders 13-9.
All right, teach me something about your beloved Eagles.
It is just sickening. Yeah, thanks, Donovan McNabb. When I say bagels, zero, Zippo, nada, touchdowns, embarrassing. Eagles 3-2 on the year, and like I said, they lost that one. How about the Patriots? It was snow-covered field. Patriots, and you heard some of that, too. Patriots win 59-0, 59-0. The Titans are 0-6. Somebody in the beginning of the season, somebody I know, I won't out him because he's pretty famous on Fox, told me, oh, you should check out the Titans this year. They could be a sleeper team. I was like, even then, I was questioning, sleeper team. Hardly. It was a brutal day, needless to say, for Vince Young. Zeros pretty much across the board. Thanks to everybody who participated in Nail the Score. If you want to do it, remember it's Friday morning, our third hour. You call in, you pick the game of the week. You don't have to know anything about football. You just say who you think is going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. We didn't have a winner, like I said, this week, but maybe we'll have one next weekend. Never know.
Go to the Tito Show right now. All I want to know if you got your popcorn ready. Do you got your popcorn ready? I love me some meat. I can't stand myself.
I love how intense you guys are about your Vikings.
What about Brett Favre?
Right.